Maybe it was the keyboard love. Hey, man. Well, I truly enjoyed December with you all. Every aspect of it, the Christmas play, and got to see a lot of acting, and just a lot of stuff I haven't seen in a long time, and so I just thank you all that participated. But we in a new year, expecting new things, amen. You know, I know a lot of people knock people going to the gym and do all these new things, like, oh, these people ain't been here in a long time, why they coming now? But I like the new year, because it represents what God has done in his newness and dying for us, giving us a fresh start. And I love when the whole country feel like they have a fresh start. But the honest truth is, you have a fresh start every day you wake up. You see, because we're in Christ, we're a new creature. And so the spirit that we should partake on every day, and I'm gonna declare some things, and I know I haven't taught them the power of amen, but amen is just saying, I confirm it, I grab it, it's mine, I claim that. And I'm just gonna say some things today, and you all can just say, amen. Amen. Yeah. This will be the most blessed year that you ever have.
Amen.
This will be a year of prosperity.
Amen.
This will be a year of breakthroughs.
Amen.
This will be a year that you have never seen in God's blessing.
Amen.
This will be a year of restoration. And this will be a year of prosperity.
Amen.
You know, when you say amen, it means something. You know, I teach this to every counseling person I come across, or anyone that I talk to, about declaring something with your mouth. When you declare something, it means something. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to Mark 4:21. Today we're going to talk about hearing the heart of God. Hearing when he speaks to you, when he talks to you, when he communicates to you. You know, I don't know if you ever read the Art of War, but the first thing that an enemy tries to do is try to stop communication. And that's the first tactic. And today, we just wanted to kind of go into, I remember in December, the Lord kind of led me into speak to the people of talking to them about how to hear the voice of God. Because you have a lot of people that's wolves in sheep clothing, amen. The Bible talks about guarding your heart, protecting your heart. You know, the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the way he comes to steal and kill and destroy is not talking about stealing your car, stealing your house. He's talking about stealing the word that God has for you. That's a word that God has for you, and you hold on to that word of grace. You hold on to that word of love that he has spoken to you. And you grab it, you keep it in your heart, where no man can steal it, amen? In Mark 4:21, he says this, and he said to them, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ear to hear, let him hear. And the Lord was sharing with this to me, even today in my prayer time, I was just thinking about how he was speaking. There's certain things, even in this church, that's been hidden, that's been disclosed, that's been covered up in a blanket, like. But it's so much light inside of you. It's so much inside of you. And what's about to happen in 2000, and I don't just say this just to be saying something. I say this because, you know, the Spirit of the Lord hit me today to say this, that he's about to pull over those covers, okay, that's been lying dormant. It's some stuff inside of you that's been lying dormant. Only you and God know about this stuff, okay? I'm talking about this secret stuff. He told me this today. He said he's about to pull it off. He said it's already peeking up. He's already bringing you the people. He's already bringing you the connection. It's about to come up. Amen. Okay. All right. He that have ear,
let him hear.
You see, I was in a barbershop. I think I told this testimony last year in about September, where I was witnessing to some brothers, and a young man started crying. The guy that had the ownership of the shop, he was in tears. And someone had missed the conversation. I mean, and it broke him down about God's love. Another guy came in here. He said, "Man, what did I miss?" And a guy that was sitting in the seat said, "Man, you ain't miss nothing. They ain't talking about nothing." Okay? Here goes one grown man crying. And another person saying, "He ain't miss nothing." That, did God speak to them in that barbershop? Yes. But guess what? He that had ear, he heard something that changed his totally. He heard something that totally changed his life. And that's what I want to talk about today. God is always talking, but our hearts are not always listening. And he wants us to listen. The Bible says, "He that have ear, let him hear." That hearing is just not hearing. All of us got ears. But it's an understanding hearing of believing what his word says. He that, you know, the Bible says, all that you get an understanding. That hearing and that understanding is interchangeable. That means he wants you to understand what I'm saying today. I want you to start feeling your emotions, the stuff that's about to come in 2014. Don't just think about it like a mental ascent, but allow your heart to experience, "Yes, Lord, I know you've been talking to me about this. And I see what you've been talking to me about." If you track back Joseph's life in the Bible, or you track back Moses' life, if you track back Abraham's life, if you track back Jesus' life, it was always held dormant under a light, under a blanket. Then next thing you know, it's sprouting. Why was it held like that? To protect it. He's been protecting you. He's been keeping you. He's been holding you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's some stuff that's about to come, that's about to break forth, that you ain't never seen before.
Amen.
He that has ear, hear this. Allow your emotions to experience this. The Lord says this. He says, "I know you've been promised some things, but when I promise you something, I'm going to keep it." I'm telling you, this stuff is so good. When I hear it, I start getting excited because I see it happen over and over and over again. Amen?
Amen.
That man at the barbershop was never the same again because he heard with a discerning ear, with the ear of grace, with the ear of, you know what, it doesn't even matter about all my past. It's only matter about what God is speaking to me right now. Moses had to hear it the same way. It ain't about me killing that Egyptian. It's about what God is speaking to me right here, right now. Ain't about my brother Joseph. Ain't about my brothers locking me up. It's about that promise he promised me a long time ago. It's right inside of us. And it's about to spring up in 2014. Amen?
Amen.
1 Peter 3:15. You know, like I said, the book of Art of War talks about how if they can first cut your communication off, they can defeat you. That's the first rule of Art of War. And the first rule the enemy tries to do, he tries to kill your communication with God. Where God speaks to you and you just don't hear nothing. And your heart is just dull. It's like, "Yeah, I heard this before. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever." But God says, "No, I want you to listen like, yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this truth that you bring to me. Thank you, Father, for this word that you bring it to me." Amen. This is the difference between people that have the word, what the Bible says about the seed, who rejoices after the seed. Mm-hmm. But then those who have the seed and they just, the troubles get to their heart, they throw away the word and they attend to the trouble. You know, this is almost like if someone promised you something across the street and God said, "I want you to go, and I want you to get this, I don't know, pack of gold across the street." And you're walking across the street. Guess what? The gold is already there. The promise is already there. You don't have to do nothing or work to get the promise. But as you're walking across the street, you may step on a nail. Ouch. And then you may step back. Or you might go, and there's the lust of the heart where somebody offers you something that seems like it's better. And then you step into that. And then you might go again, and then something else may come across your path. The tribulations of this world. All the thorns, all these things. But you know what? It's the one that says, you know what? Forget that nail. Forget everything else, what everybody else trying to say. I'm going off of what God's word said. You know, when God speaks a word to you, he will bring confirmation, he will bring people, and you don't listen to nothing else but what God's word has to say about your life. Amen. If somebody speaks another word, it should be confirming the word that he already spoke to you. Don't let nobody trick you. That's how you move past shenanigans and people that try to trick you. If they speak a confirmation word, it's supposed to confirm the word that's already inside of you. And you know what? That's how you can tell if it's a real confirmation. One of the things in 1 Peter, it says this. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart." Now, sometimes we get this word sanctify means that, you know, make sure you don't wear any makeup or things like this. And we get all religious with this word. But sanctify, you know, I looked up even in the dictionary today where it talks about sanctified. This means to separate. Separate your heart unto God. When God speaks to you, separate yourself. Hear what God says. Meditate on that word. What? Day and night. And then the scripture says, why? For the evil one is trying to steal that word. That word that made you to rejoice. That word that God's been speaking to you in the midnight hour. Sanctify that word. Separate that word. You know, sometimes we can get so scatter-minded without all the day and all the stuff that's going on. We have so much occupied on that instead of what God's word has to say for us. You know, we can't hear God like that. You know, sometimes Keisha, she's smiling because then she know I'm about to say something. I said, do you like washing dishes and talking to me? Because every time she washes dishes, she talks to me, and I can't hear a word she's saying. And I said, this wait till you finish. And then, you know, when we come in here, we can talk. Because you might say something important. And then I might not hear it. Then I might be in trouble. So I want to make sure I sanctify that word. You see what I'm saying? And that's all this sanctify means. Don't get spooky with it. This, hey, this word, even you all coming here tonight, this word is important. Amen. I'm sanctifying my time right now to hear what God has to say. I'm writing it down. I'm hearing it. I'm separating it from every other word. You know, I kick it with my friends. I play, you know, football and all this stuff. But it's certain words that I keep that special, that I sanctify, that I say, oh, this ain't just no ordinary word. This a word, this a rhema word from God that no man could ever knew about. I sanctify those words. And those words, that's the words that the enemy tried to steal from you. Like I said, he comes to steal, kill, destroy. But it's not your car, not your house. It's the word. It's the rhema word that he has for you. Sanctify your heart. Be still and know, Psalms 46:10 say. I'm going to skip to that. Be still and know that I am God. You know, it's a difference between not doing nothing and being still. You know, you can be running track and your heart can be still. It's not about sitting still. It's about having your heart still. Because it says, be still and know. See, if you're not still, you can't hear God. Because God talks to you, not through your brain. He talks to you through your heart. He may give you an impression to say something to someone or to give something to someone. You know, when you really have an encounter with God and you know you've been, man, this is something good, God, always after that, it's either a word to give to someone or give a word of encouragement, some type of giving. Because every time you have a true encounter with God, you want to give. It may be a phone call, man, I just want to encourage you right now. And it'll be right on time. Why? Because you just snatched something from heaven. And you're bringing it to earth. That's that lamp that's inside of you. But it's going to be so much of that this year. It's going to be so much of, man, thank you, Jesus. When you sanctify that time, and you say, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. It's going to something that's going to spring up out of you. Amen? Be still and know. You know, we talked about Elijah this past year about how that woman came to her just with one note and shook up his world. Okay? And before that, Elijah brought down fire from heaven. He sprinted past a horse. He did all these mighty things. And then one note took him out. Because why? He got that note through the outside source, but not through the inside source. When you hear God, he speaks to you through your inside, not through your outside. Elijah got that note. He was messed up. Have you ever got something from somebody or somebody said something that had you just messed up? Okay, and guess what? It came from the outside. God speaks to you from the what? The inside, amen? When Elijah got that, he didn't guard his heart. And because he didn't guard his heart, he allowed that to send him into depression, into fear. He did not be, until something happened to him. He went to a cave, and he was still, and he knew when God was speaking to him. God said, I'm not in the fire, I'm not in the earthquake, I'm not in the wind, I'm not in this, I'm not in that. I'm in a still, small voice. And that's the voice that he wants you to listen to today. That still, small voice is letting you know everything gonna be all right. He said, this is a word for somebody right now. You've been having sudden terrors of something happening. He said, you don't have to worry about that no more. I got you. See, that's a still, small voice. He's always talking, but we're not always listening. Because when we listen, it causes our heart to what? Relax. It causes you to have peace, or it causes you to have joy. But guess what? It's going to cause you to have some fruit of the Spirit, amen? But when you listen to just your carnal mind, it can lead you, literally, like I said, I'm a Christian counselor, and I've been to the psych ward, and this is one of the last things that goes their mind, because they can't keep up with everything. They drive themselves crazy, and I'm trying to get them back into hearing that voice, because they're a long way from hearing that voice that's allowing their heart to rest, amen? When God speaks a word to you, he says, I wipe the slate clean because of what Jesus has done. That's what we should be hearing. Instead, sometimes we're hearing something from someone that may speak a counsel to us, and you're like, who are you? Elijah should have said, who are you? Because that's what David did. David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He don't have any authority. When somebody speaks to you and they don't speak the life of God to you, do you just eat that word? Or you throw that word back and say, this is not mine? Because that's what you should do. You know, we don't allow anybody to fix our cars, but we allow everybody to speak a word to our heart. You see what I'm saying? We need to treat our heart like it's precious. If this is not from God, then guess what? This is not for me. I'm only listening to what's from God. We treat our cars more precious than we treat our hearts. And the Bible says, do with all diligence, guard your heart. Because why? He knows that Satan is after the word that's in your heart. Amen. Psalms 1:1 says this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seats of scornful. And so someone comes in that's scornful. Someone comes in that's not believing in Jesus. And someone says something to you. What do you do with that? Someone that hardly even know you. Not speaking a prophecy over you, not doing that. But what do you hear when somebody speaks something to you? You should be hearing, is this something that comes from Jesus? Or is this something that comes from the enemy? We should always be listening. Because like I said, I'm in my teaching zone right now, not my preaching zone. But when you hear this, get this. Because when you get something taught to you, you never lose it. You can always use it, okay? And so you'll never have to say, hey, how you do this again? How you do this? You'll know, hey, no, this is not from the Lord. I take this away. But this is from the Lord. I sacred with my heart. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:56 even says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And in hearing the voice of God, even me, I used to think that, well, I can commune with anyone. And it'll be okay. No, it won't be okay. You know, I can't allow my heart to be around anything and everybody. But guess what? You can minister to anything and everybody. Amen. You know, when I see certain people, Jesus, I love who he was because everybody was so happy to come to him. He wasn't so holy that people didn't even want to see him. You see what I'm saying? And we shouldn't present ourselves to people like that. But we should be always ready to minister the light that's inside of us. But you know, having that meditation time is also important too. And when you have that meditation time, it just hones that voice in where you can hear him a little bit louder than before. Sometimes we do this sound at in my other job that I was at, and you have to hear that little voice and you go boop. You raise your left hand. Have you ever had to do that? And some people that have been into these tests, they hear stuff that I don't hear. I'm like, what you raise your hand for? I was like, oh yeah, you heard that? I ain't heard that. Because they're more keen to hearing that. Because they've trained their ear to hear that. And like I said, even right now, God is speaking some things. And you may hear somebody go, mmm. And you might hear somebody go, what you mmm about? Because guess what? It's keen in your ear to hear what God has to say for your life. Amen. That's the reason why we sing worship songs. To soften that heart up. Amen. After you finish with worship, you should be at a place like a child. Because the Bible says, if you don't come to me like a child, guess what? You can't receive it. Because your heart is going to be hard. This to show me, stay, prove something to me. Before you just start telling me all this good stuff and I ain't experiencing it, prove something to me. And that childlike faith can take anything. Oh, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. Okay, Lord, you say this, I believe it. Simple as that. But the hardened heart, you're going to show me before I believe. And God's placing us in a position where this church, we're going to walk in so many more blessings. 2013 was a blessing. Amen? Can I get an amen? Amen. It was a big blessing. I'll tell you, I mean, just to see my friends, my best friends, everyone around this church receiving new jobs, new things. You know, he want our souls to prosper. Amen? And some people teach, come on, we got to get past this stuff. Let's hit the heart of the gospel. The gospel wants you blessed. The gospel wants you to have fuel so you can come to church. Come on now. The gospel wants you to have fuel so you can come to church. The gospel wants you to have fuel and have finances so you can support this place. Amen. He wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. John 6 and 6. It is the spirit which gives life. The flesh will not help you. The things which I have told you are spirit and they are life. But some of you will not believe. The things that Jesus speaks to you, they come from the spirit. You know, Jesus says, he told Peter, who do you say I am? He said, you are the Christ. He said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. He says, my Father revealed this to you. The Spirit revealed this to you. There is no way in your blood and your flesh you could have known this. But it was something that came from the innermost that spoke, hey, you are the Christ. And when you hear God in 2014, he's going to bring some people your way that your mind can't understand, but you're going to know they're from Christ for you. They may not look like you. They may not smell like you. They may not have the same package as you. Have you ever listened to the radio before and you was hearing a person's voice and then when you actually saw them, they look different than how they sound on the radio? I tell you, man, that's why you have to be so keen into the spirit more than your eyeballs. You know, 2 years ago, we got connected up to a minister that in my culture sense, you know, had a big bell buckle and a cowboy hat. I'm like, Lord, why you send me to this church? I'm looking at this guy like, okay, my brain kind of, you know. But the words that came out of his mouth, they were from the spirit. You see what I'm saying? How many people that I know miss what God has for them because they was going off of what they saw and not going off of the spirit of what Christ wanted them to have. They wasn't going off of what God told them. They was going off of, well, he don't look like me. He don't sound like me. Or guess what? He's not experienced enough to tell me what to do. The spirit realm go farther and faster than your natural realm. It's not about your age. You know, I once counseled someone that was 88 years old, had the biggest church back in the day in Illinois. And you know what? The Holy Spirit said some words through me to him that changed everything. He said, man, I needed this. This was the Holy Spirit. But if he would have said, you know what? You young, I'm old, I can't receive from you. That's the natural mind. Or you're this way, I'm this culture, I can't receive from you. Don't allow anything to stop what God has for you, amen? Paul talked about marriage a lot. I'm like, Paul, you ain't married? What you talking about? What you doing talking about marriage? I'm reading, you talking all, you have no experience, Paul. How can you tell me anything? You see? But what God says is from the spirit. And the brain goes, tick tock, tick tock, this ain't adding up, this ain't adding up. But your heart's going, yes, yes, Lord, yes, I needed this. Be sensitive to what your heart is saying and not what your brain is saying. Even when we give worship, sometimes we on so much on a mental ascent and we're not on a heart ascent, we miss worship. We listen to click clock, and we're not listening to, Lord, thank you for allowing me to come over to 2014. Thank you for family members that could have been hurt and killed and all this stuff. Thank you for allowing them to come over to 2014. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And your heart's supposed to be in worship. But if your heart is on click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, you miss God. God says, pull away from how old you are. Pull away from culture. Pull away from your brain and pull to me. Come unto me and I will give you what? Rest. Because guess what? All this stuff, it's hard trying to keep up with the click clocks, okay? But it's easy to hear it. You know, I was in bed last night and Jesus just said to me, I got you. Rest. It's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. That's the grace of God right there. Just to speak a word to you that wipe away all your fears and all your troubles in one word. And you just believe it. You just believe, you ain't got no evidence, you ain't got no clue of how it's gonna work out. You just go right to sleep. That's just like a what? Just like a child. But the more we start to hone our hearts in, and we move this out of the way, and renew our minds to what our heart is saying, then things will work out so much better, amen. It's the last scripture, then we're gonna go into communion. Oh man, I got this from the Message Bible. I love that message. What'd you say, man? The Message? Romans 8:6 usually says, you know, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. But this place is in so much illustration and understand. It says, those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscles, but never get around to exercise it in real life. Those who trust God's actions in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. You know, one of the things I've learned is this. It's not about my power, it's the power that rests in me. The reason why God don't want me to do it is because he wants me to rely on his strength. But if I lie and I manipulate to get what I won't. Now guess what? I just strengthened myself into not listening to God, into doing it my way. But the more I yield to him, and he show up anyway, even though I didn't have nothing to do with it, the more I keep doing it, I yield to him on this, and he shows up, and he keeps showing you that I can do it without you. That's when your heart can enter into total rest. You know, sometimes people talk about giving and all this stuff. Listen, man, when you give and you surrender that to God, you are allowing the example to happen to see how God multiplies that without your own strength. When you give an argument up, or when you give anything up to Him, and you say, Lord, I give this to you, and you just wait and see the Lord fight on your behalf. It is nothing like that. Nothing like it. I've seen Him do this so many times on my behalf, it's not even funny. I remember wanting to go to Carbondale, and my ACT test scores were so low. I mean, they was just so low. That's all I got to say. I ain't gonna deal with what it was. But they told me, he said, don't even apply for it. Don't even apply for it, because if you didn't get to this test score, then we just don't accept you. And I was like, man, but I knew God said apply. I was like, Lord, why am I gonna apply? And look, it's in the letter right here. don't apply if you got under, you wasting your time. But guess what? I listened to my heart. I didn't listen to my brain. Yeah. My brain said, you wasting your time. My heart says, fill it out. And my mom helped me fill it out, and I was like, okay. And that year, it opened up a new program for people who had low test grades of ACT and had high GPA. This is the first year they did this. Say, we ain't never did this before. It was about 15 of us in the classroom. And they said, y'all came in right on time, because we just started this new program. I don't know how y'all knew this. Y'all didn't even supposed to fill this out. I was in that classroom shouting, man. I'm telling you. Come on. She heard it. Amen. I'm hearing it. Yeah. That's what God wants to do for 2014. He already have it for you. But step out. Step out is believing what He first said. You're not stepping to try to make this happen. You're just stepping and grabbing it. But we can't grab it if we listen to this. We have to listen to this. And when we hear Him, okay, I'm doing it anyway. What are you doing it for? You're going to have all this little stuff come in your head. You may have all this stuff attacking you in your mind. Do it anyway. And watch God support you. Why are you driving Farmington of an hour and a half, and them people don't care nothing about you? Doing it anyway. Remember hearing that earlier? Shake, do you remember hearing that? That ain't gonna work. I'm telling you, man, if I had to name all the attacks of everything that I've done in my life, and then see God show up anyway, it's not even about what people say no more when it comes to my life. It's only about what God says. The Bible says, let God be true, and let every man be a what? A liar. Do you know that you won't get as disappointed in men if you do this? If you already knew that, guess what? This person can change their mind anytime. But I'm allowed God to be my anchor when it comes to this. You say, I don't even care what Carbondale says. I don't care. I'm filling out this application anyway. Because of what God spoke to me. It's not about my brothers locking me up, just like Joseph. It's not about that. They can lock me up all they want to. They can't stop God. God is a God of an incorruptible seed. You can plant that seed under concrete, and it will break out the concrete through the barriers of anything that you're going through. He has no limitations on His word that He has promised for you. It's been laying dormant, but 2014 is coming up. And you're going to see a peak of it.
Amen.
And when you see that peak, guess what? Know it. Hey, this comes from God. This came. I don't know how it came. The Bible says you sleep night and day, and the seed coming up, and you know it not how. Why? Because the brain don't know. It stay in darkness. But your heart knows. Yeah, I know where it came from. You can't equate this, but this came from Jesus. Amen. Oh man, thank you, Father, for just who He is. His word is stronger than anything, anybody Allow him to be your anchor today. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray before we enter into communion. Father God, we just thank you for this word. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for a new life. A new life inside of us, Lord, that's springing up, Father. A new ear that's hearing that we never heard before. And we say yes to this year. We say yes, and we say amen. The things that seem like they were impossible, they're about to break loose in Jesus' name. This whole church, everyone under the sound of my voice says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, as we partake in communion,